Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Can any of you relate to that song, When It Hurts So Bad? Why does it feel so good?
Little Lauryn Hill this morning. What's going on, you guys? Sorry about my voice. I am sick a little bit, so I'm going to be creaking and cracking and whatever that is, crack-a-lacking. This is Jen Lamprey. I'm the CEO of I Love My Body Diet, and I am the host of the I Love My Body Diet radio show. Yeah, love it, love it, love it. Today, we actually are shifting things. We were supposed to have Beth Banning on today. So those of you that came on thinking that, I totally apologize. She will be on Wednesday. She had to go to LA this morning. So that was something that needed a shift. But I do say show up on her show Wednesday because it's going to be the bomb. Hello, ladies. Hi, everyone that's on the show. I am so excited to start this Monday with you. And if you didn't get to hear that song that we started with, If It Hurts So Bad, Why Does It Feel So Good? And I'm excited to talk about this because that's really what goes on. Well, it feels good in a way that maybe it really doesn't feel good, but we are so used to it that is discomfort. So sometimes comfort feels dang good, right? So I'm going to let people pop on for another minute. I just am going to share that this weekend was great. I hope all of you had a wonderful Halloween and got to dress up or had your kids dress up or whatever, whoever dressed up, that you got to see somebody dress up. Maybe you went to a haunted house or did something like that. And I also just wanted to say, if you are on this call and you want to be part of the discussion the whole time and just mute yourself when you want to mute yourself, will you push one and we can just chill and talk, because I don't have any co-hosts. I love having somebody just be chatting when they want to chat and share their opinions and thoughts and even share something that's going on with them. This is going to be a really interesting talk today, discussion today. This is something I experienced this weekend. And so, of course, I want to right away bring it to you because I believe that when I learn something that I need to then teach it. I'm a huge believer in that. That's why the little tagline for 1 Million Women Strong is we lead one another, because that's truly what we're doing. When you learn something, teach it. I say teach it that day, teach it the next day, teach it as soon as you can. Really, within 48 hours, you should be teaching whatever you just learned, whether it's through a text or through a video or through a call or you're just sharing it with somebody, whatever it is, share it, because it does strengthen it and you also get more clarity in what that thing is. So we are going, hello, everyone that's popping on. I'm excited you're on, everyone. Thank you, thank you. And I'm just going to warn you. So let me just tell you something. I'm going to start with this. Because this happened this weekend, there was a belief that showed up in my husband about me. And it wasn't as hard to face this time just because I've been working on this belief inside of myself. But we hadn't identified it. He had not identified it clearly like I had inside of me for himself, that he has had that belief about me. And it's been cruising in his mind for the last 7 years. And so let me tell you something. It's so interesting because that very belief did actually affect me. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to do the show today. Nobody will come on. The actual belief was, I'm delusional. That's what it was. I am delusional. So we're going to talk about this a little bit, but I just want you to know that these beliefs show up in our lives in very interesting times. And I want you to sit and just identify right now, first, identify a belief you know you have, a negative belief about yourself that's maybe been with you since youth. Something that you have literally worked on, maybe for years, maybe you just identified it this last little while. I want you to think about at least one belief. Maybe you have a few. And if you can, please write them down. So those of you that are popping on right now, hello, hello. If you were thinking Beth was going to be on the call, we had to switch it to Wednesday. She had something come up. She had to drive to LA. So I just want to let everybody know, I hope that this will, I know this actually can benefit you huge, but come on Wednesday to get what she's actually going to go through a little series this next month or so about what she's going to be talking about, which is huge, agreements and commitments. Huge, huge, huge. So anyway, just so you know, those of you that are on the call, we're going to be talking about negative beliefs that we have, but actually that have translated now into real beliefs that are living inside of other people that are close to us or not even close to us. And what do you do about that? Because, you know, some of us, a lot of times we are going, okay, wait a minute. Why is that showing up in, let's say, our spouse? Because I just had this experience with my husband. Why now? I can tell that that belief that I've been working on in myself, I'm getting the sense that my husband or my friend is really feeling this about me or believes this about me. And sorry, I'm just in the middle of putting my baby to give her a show, her bees. She likes her bees. Anyway, and so we have these beliefs that we've been working on, but all of a sudden we're seeing that others, and we're saying, well, no, well, that's just me, you know, maybe it's not them, it's me. We bring it back to ourselves, which is great, right? We need to do that because we need to focus on that. But the reality is we've put this out. We put this belief out, and people now believe this about us. And I want you to know this weekend, this got very clear for me, very clear. And the beauty and clarity about this is that I get to face it, and I get to then work on it and understand it. And now my husband and I are working on this. So I'm going to share the story of what happened. But before we get to that, everyone that's coming on, I just want you, as I'm talking, to figure out a belief, a negative belief, which you probably all know exactly, at least one that you know that's been in your being or has lived with you that you've been aware of, that you've been working on for years. Maybe it started at youth. Maybe you saw it showing up in so many different occurrences, family relationships, and you've had to face that. So I want you just first of all to get that. Sorry, I'm putting on the show for my daughter. Hold on. And then I'm going to get into my story about this. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be really honest with you. I am a little nervous to share the story only because for me right away, what goes into my head is that people are going to judge me. People are going to think that, you know, that I have problems. But holy cow, I have problems. I do. So I'm going to share this with you. It's actually kind of funny. We all have problems, don't we? Why are we so scared to admit that we have problems to people? So Brian and I, well, and then it's another thing too. If anybody wants to just be involved in this conversation, has even something to share right now or in the next minutes after I share the story, if you have your own story to share, I would love, love, love to hear it. Yes. Hello.
I am laughing my head off because this is so me. Mine is, I really was delusional, and I have thought since I was a teenager that I'm crazy. And people, and my sister's ringtone for me was the song Crazy. So,
Oh my gosh.
We can be delusional and nuts together. All right, let's.
You know what's funny is I attract people that have the belief of delusional, but this is what I'm learning, and this is what's so awesome, and this is probably totally going to support you. And it's funny because I think I told everybody before that I used to be called Kelly Bundy when I was younger because I didn't believe in myself, and so for me it came off as stupid. That I was stupid. And I know the complete opposite of that is I'm smart. I'm really smart. I can see things. Things can click for me super fast in certain ways. So anyway, it's really funny. So I was dealing with that. I wasn't even going to do the show this morning because I'm like, I'm too stupid. Nobody's going to believe me. I'm delusional. And I literally was living in that, and I had to actually do some action steps to get out. I wasn't, and it just shifted. And so I was able to start this actually 2 minutes before 9 o'clock. I started the show. So I'm glad you're on. I know, Jan, victory, right?
Yes, victory.
I know. So let me just tell you about what happened with Brian and I. Jan, hang out on the phone. If you want to mute, you don't have to. You're fine. I don't hear any background noise. But chill out with me for a minute if anybody else wants to share too. Okay, so Brian and I, there's been this cycle going on. And I'm not even going to go into detail about it. But Jan, actually do put it on mute just for a second. There's some kind of fuzziness going on behind you. And then just unmute it whenever you want to share. Just mute your phone. Just push mute. Awesome. Anyway, and so this weekend, I just have gotten to this point where, because there's so many triggers coming up with my husband and I right now, me especially around my husband. I even had a dream where I was dreaming about my daughter, Meadow, and it represented him. And luckily, my dream, I was able to see things through my daughter and how I am acting with my husband. Okay, so that's kind of a foundation. So as we're talking and I'm going and we're talking, we're like, okay, we got to, I'm saying, Brian, I want to figure this out. I want to know. And I was just sharing vulnerable. I cannot say that word. Is it the sickness or what's going on here? My stupid's acting out.
Vulnerably.
Vulnerably. Thank you. Anyway, so we're talking, and I'm just sharing, right, the feelings that are going on, the conflict that's happening with what I'm going through with him on a day-to-day basis. And again, we've been together for 7 years. So as we're talking, and there was something that came up that I have a gift of seeing certain things. It's just a gift I've had for many, many years, and I'm not going to go into detail what that is, but I have a gift of something. To see things. And it's actually one of the things that I know without a doubt that I have that, that actually for me personally, I know that I'm not delusional in, and that's the one thing that I haven't played on the delusional, but other people have thought that I was delusional, if that makes sense. So that's where they've been able to play out their belief of delusional with me. And so this thing I said, if you want, you can ask me throughout the day if I see this in you, and then maybe it will support you to face that one thing that is really clouded over for you. And we were both working on each other and helping each other. And I could feel and sense that he wasn't taking that. He wasn't, there was something disconnected, right? I'm very aware of that. And so we started talking, and it came to, he doesn't believe me. So as we talked, I asked him certain questions, and in these questions, we went back to when we were dating, and what happened was these words were coming out of him of, I believed, or I thought, that you were manipulating me. I thought you were delusional. So again, he came up with that word. He came up with the word manipulative. The word that you're blaming me, and so what was under that was selfish, and then that you are unstable, that you were very unstable. Okay, so these are four words that showed their face as we were having this conversation, that I am manipulative, that I am delusional, that I am selfish, and that I am unstable. So this is the beauty of it. First of all, I faced a lot of these beliefs myself for years, and I've worked on these beliefs. Are they still living in me? Obviously. But what was cool is I was able to look at this and not be super emotional and crazy about it and get hurt or triggered about it. I got a little bit hurt because knowing that my husband has been playing these beliefs in his own mind for 7 years was hard to face, period. I mean, let's just face it, right? That's not a fun thing to look at, that your husband has actually been duped into believing these things about you also. Those very beliefs that I've believed about myself. And so, well, the manipulative one hasn't been one that I've really dealt with too much, but that's something that he believes, because actually it's something he believes about himself. So this is what we did. Okay, we're facing this, we're talking about it, right? And this is what came up, though. Because those beliefs are in him and he has not really faced them, clearly said them out loud like he did in an environment that we just had that night, where it wasn't, where I was going to pounce on or get hurt and start crying and run away and, you know, where he couldn't deal with them. We actually were able to face them. And they were, and he, as he faced them, he realized that these things have been living inside of his brain day after day for the last 7 years. And that was part of this cycle that we have been living in together as a companionship, okay? Now, again, there's so much to this, right? I'm feeding it to him, he's feeding it to me, blah, 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 right? We get that there's a cycle. But the point right now is those beliefs that I've had about myself that I have fed for years and have also been working on and letting them flow into my life so that I can work on them even more, so that I can move them, get rid of them, atrophy those beliefs. My husband believed them too, because every day it became a habit. He would see me do something, well, Jen's unstable. And he didn't want to believe that about me, but that's what would come into his mind. But what would happen in that, if I'm unstable, what does that say about him? Right? So he actually had to sit back and go, okay, if you're unstable, what is that saying about me? And then he started to face what he was dealing with inside. And the fact that he was believing that I was unstable. And it was really hard for him because he's a really kind, loving, big-hearted man. That's why he hasn't wanted to face that these are the thoughts that are going on inside of him. Now, let me tell you something. So what I felt to do after a few minutes and just kind of taking a breather and just calming, you know, just really getting clear of myself, I wish I could give you guys a picture of this. I put, Brian believes Jen is manipulative, delusional, selfish, and unstable. I put it on a piece of paper in pink because I like pink. And I actually put it on a refrigerator. And, oh my gosh, you guys, I have to tell you how liberating that was. And I wasn't doing it out of spite of Brian. That's how it was. I am ready to own these four negative beliefs, and I am ready to face it. So it wasn't even about Brian at that point, right? Even though he was having to face it and we were talking about it, I was looking at that going, okay, this is really happening. These are really beliefs that Brian has about me every day. And these are really things that are still living inside of me. And so putting up that sign, even in front of our kids to see it. I've never done anything like this before, so this was kind of a big deal. But I put this up. And again, there was no huge charge to this, right? There was no this crazy, weird, dark, icky feeling with it. It was just straight up, this is what's going on. Let's face it. And so this is what was really cool. Well, first, I'm going to go into then what we did after we identified these negative beliefs. Does anyone have anything to share about this story or anything coming up for you about this? Any questions or thoughts? Jan, I don't know if anything's showing up for you with this.
I am really interested in what came up in him when he identified these things about you. What did he work through, if you can share? I know it's...
No, actually, that's a great question. And I think that that's important because for him, he kept pushing. Well, this is what's interesting. When we went to delusional, I, a couple weeks ago, was really, I had tons of hatred for him. Like, it was just balling up, and it was around a lot of the sexual energy and a lot of different things, and there was literal hatred, and it was from my own stuff, but I was bringing it out on him, and I didn't want to give that to him. So what I do is I will write it down, I'll scribble it out, I'll get it all out, and then I'll, like, toss the paper away or whatever. Well, I ripped it out of my notebook and put it in my trash. He saw it, and he read it. He started reading it. And there's like, I hate Brian. I mean, literally, I just said whatever I was feeling just to get it out so that I could identify it and move through it. I didn't want to feel that way. Well, when we were talking, when we were talking about this delusional thing, in order for him to be able to recreate something in him, he went right back to that hate. He actually brought that up. I didn't know he read that. He brought it up, and he went right to it, and he said, well, you say you hate, you know, I just saw that. Well, that means this. And it was so crazy because I was sitting there and I was going, because this is really about me. Delusional, the belief, I created that belief. Now, whether he has it or not, which he probably does about himself, that's fine. But the point is I know that I have created that belief about me, and I wanted to face delusional, okay? And when he brought up hate, you could feel him shifting out of delusional and having to face delusional. He was trying to sidetrack it and move out of facing that he believed that I was delusional. And as he was facing it, I was able to stand in this empowerment, but it was hard for him because I wasn't pushing it at him. I wasn't blaming him, and he knew that, right? So for him, and I hope I'm explaining this well, but for him, it was about him owning and really facing that this is the word he used that he has thought over and over and over again. He admitted to it. But we had to go back to situations where delusional was showing up. And I was sensing that he thought that he didn't believe me. For me, it was he didn't believe me, and I knew he didn't. But I still knew what I was saying was just true because there's certain things that I have no doubt about. So anyway, so for him, what happened is we kept working, and I kept bringing back delusional for that one thing. He just kind of started really facing it, right? And once I put this sheet up, you guys, once I put Brian believes Jen is manipulative, delusional, selfish, and unstable, we had already built a foundation of trust when we were talking because, again, I wasn't blaming him. I wasn't mad at him. So the energy was more open, and I really wanted to get to the nitty-gritty of me. I wanted to through him, and he was allowing that to happen. So when he said he was sitting there and he saw this list and he put his head down, he just put his head down. And I actually read it out to him. And I said, and I just said, Brian, let's look at this. Let's just look at this. And he put his head down and he had such, there was this owning, this understanding of, wait a minute, this really is living in me right now. And what happened was he said, I don't want to believe that about you anymore. I don't want to believe that about you anymore. He realized when he saw this list that that's really what he's believing. And is that really what he wants to believe about me?
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
But this is what happened. So once we went from that place of that understanding, and me too, of saying, Brian, I don't want these beliefs in living in me anymore, and I want to face them with other people too. I'm willing because I want to shift this so much in me, and I guess committed to shifting this in me and not believing these things about me, because I had a moment where I could believe that I was delusional. I mean, I could feel it coming in. When I had to, like, face, when I went away from him and just kind of looked and thought, okay, this is what my husband's believing about me. You know that thing that's inside of you that kind of goes, I believe this about me. And you, like, let it in and you let it set and permeate, and then it gets all crappy again and you start, do you see what I'm saying? Like, right away, then the feelings come of, like, oh, I'm this and I'm that, and the depression or whatever comes in for me. Mm-hmm. I had to make a choice when I realized that Brian believes this about me. I then had to go, okay, but I choose not to believe this about me. I choose something different right now. And that's where the power came for me. The empowerment came in those moments that now I really am not wanting this to be me anymore.
Okay, clarifying
so,
question again.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so for me, I have the delusional crazy stuff, right? And I have all this evidence stacked up that supports that belief in myself. How do I say that's who I was and I'm not that person anymore? Like, how do I get
yeah.
past that bit?
You, it's in the moment. It's what do you want? Do you want to be delusional? Do you want to
no.
believe that about yourself anymore? Do you want delusional
no.
to be your experience anymore? That's all,
no.
that's all that you need. That's all that you need is the present moment right now, Jen. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what's so amazing about this. Beliefs, yes, they're there. But it's how we change our beliefs is every moment we make a choice that this is not me anymore. And what is me is this. And that's what I was going to talk about next is what we put in its place, right? So the point is yes, I have evidence that I'm delusional. I have evidence that I'm manipulative. I have evidence that I'm selfish and unstable. Oh, my gosh. Tons. I did drugs. I was having sex with weird men. I mean, talk about crazy, delusional, selfish, unstable. I mean, right? I have tons of evidence.
All of it.
But the point is what do I want to be right now? What do you want to be right now? So this is what is so awesome. As I sat there and we talked for another minute, and what hit me is, okay, so the belief is I am manipulative. And I asked Brian, I said, and this is what's, cause, so I knew in me what the opposite of the manipulative was, what the counterpart of manipulative and the positive was. And I could feel it already in me. And he said, so manipulative was supportive. That was the value, the word that I am, is supportive. And he knows that about me. He says that about me when he's in that better, when those beliefs aren't actually engaging. He will say that I'm supportive, that I supported him for years. He'll tell people, he tells people in front of hundreds of people, or he'll tell hundreds of people that I'm supportive of him.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was the word that came, supportive. The next word for delusional, and this was interesting, delusional was hard for him at first. He could not get it. He couldn't get a counterpart. Like, what would be the opposite of delusional? Because he was stuck in delusional still for me. He kept thinking delusional. Like, like you just said, there's evidence. She's delusional.
Right.
I don't believe her. I don't believe her around this one thing. I don't believe, yeah, I know that this is her gift, but when it came to him, he didn't believe that that gift was being, you know, used. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So for him, he couldn't get it. So as we talked for a minute, he actually, the word inspired came
Ooh.
Up. Mm-hmm. And that word resonates with me so much because when I step into inspiration, the delusional's gone. Like, and I'm also very successful in my life when I step into the inspirations I'm getting, even if they don't make sense.
I needed that word, mm-hmm. Jen. Thank you. I'm going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually think it might be the counterpart of delusional for, I was actually, you know, because it came so, right when we were, after we talked, he got it. And I knew the word was inspiration. When he got it, I was getting it. We both got it, you know? And so, but this is the crazy thing. I've been thinking about delusional since then. And I want you to think about delusional. Do you think about the people that have invented or created some of the most impactful things on the planet that we have? I mean, just name a few. For instance, Christopher Columbus. Let's just use him. Let's use, there's so many different people. How many people, even with the Bible, right? I'm trying to think of, what's his name? Hello? The guy that got burned at the stake, or he got burned or killed for, I'm sorry, I'm totally blanking on names right now. But the point is, think about somebody in history or even now that people
Joan of
thought
Arc.
They were delusional. Joan of Arc thought they were delusional.
Yeah. But, see,
but really, what were they?
That's scary to me, though, because what if my delusions were real? Because I really was delusional, and I've been trying to sort them out for 2 years. I don't know.
It's beliefs. It's a belief. Because this is the deal. If you believe you're delusional, do you get what I'm saying? If you believe you're delusional, then you're going to have experiences around you. You're not going to believe in yourself. You're not going to believe in the things that are true.
Okay. I just figured out the distinction for me. And I think that the delusional is scary, and that's Satan, because he wants us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dark, right? He wants to consume
mm-hmm.
us. Fear. God, mm-hmm. inspiration is not scary. It's hopeful.
Exactly.
It's light.
Exactly.
It's peaceful. That's the difference for me. Okay.
Exactly. And so this is why this is so important to understand what that counterpart is. Exactly what you said. And that's why, you know, in the I Love My Body Diet, Everything Jan, everybody that's on this call, we focus on values. Why do we focus on values? This is why. Because when we focus on the values, literal things shift in your life and you feel the peace. So even if something isn't perfect, you get what I mean? It's going to support you somehow, some way, whether it's to learn something or it's to support somebody or serve or do whatever it is. It's going to support. So again, thinking about, I mean, I've really been pondering on those that followed their hearts and followed their inspirations, followed their visions, followed those things that they know in the core of them that they're supposed to do despite all of the craziness around them, crazy beliefs, whatever it is, that kept forging, and what have they brought to the planet? So some of those probably were, I wouldn't doubt that most of those people were probably dealing with that word delusional on a consistent basis, just like we have. Because delusional really is, I mean, again, to create something that nobody's created before.
And there we go back to the I am statement, you know, I am this, and that's what we're creating.
Exactly, exactly.
So we're creating that peace and light, regardless of all the dark and black and ugly and all the other stuff that's been in our life.
Exactly.
Causing us pain. It's gone. We can create it. We can create a different life. We can create hope and brightness and light in our in our lives.
Exactly. But what's interesting, that's why I think it's so important to face this stuff. Because if I'm in delusional and I am being triggered by delusional all the time, what's going to happen is I'm not going to be able to ever face delusional to understand where it's coming from. That negative piece of it, like you said, kind of the darker piece, the thing that's really challenging. Okay, you're going to have to wait. I'm on the call, okay? Thank you. In a minute. I'll do it in a minute. Go on. Sorry, you guys. Anyway, that delusional, but I can't remember what I was going to say. Come on. I'll be done in just a second, you guys. Sorry. I have 2 minutes. I'll be done in 2 minutes, and I'll get you stuff. She's so good. She's so patient. That girl, let me tell you, my little three-year-old. She's so good. Anyway, so that was a big one. So that really has been a big one. But I do want to share the last two and what came up. And I want to see, and I know we're almost out of time, but just saying selfish actually was service. I'm serving. And that was that. And then the next unstable was I'm consistent. And what's so funny is the unstable has been a really big one for me. And I've been working on, look at what just happened today. Consistency in doing these calls, consistency in doing Periscope, consistency in doing posts. You guys, I really believe that we have an opportunity all around us to create consistency. We have so many opportunities to create consistency, and that very belief of unstable is going to pop in. And so the point of this is, though, is that we really, I mean, the truth is Brian, and I was thinking, well, it's just me, and I can tell something's not right. I can tell that he's, because what happens is he goes into anger and he does all this stuff, and he'll, you know, we become very detached as a couple, all this stuff. Well, these beliefs, he really was believing these things about me too. And until we came together, identified the negative beliefs together that he was having of me, minus him, we know that he has some of his own beliefs and some of these he has too, but we weren't even going there. We were just focused on how to face those beliefs about me. And once we did that, that's where, I mean, and what's been so cool, let me just tell you guys what's been so cool. He has been, for himself, he has been saying to me at night and in the morning, it's been, I think we did this Friday night, he will tell me, looks me in my eyes, he says, Jen, and he's not one of those really bold people with me, but he's been doing it with this. He said, Jen, look at me. And he'll say, you are supportive. You are, giving was the word, not service. You are giving. You are inspired, and you are consistent and grounded. And he'll say those things to me in my eyes. And this is what's so cool with this is he may not even believe it right then, but he's saying those things to me because in his eyes I can see that there isn't this 100% belief, even as he's saying them. But as we're looking in each other's eyes, we're now connecting to one another, and he's supporting me in these new beliefs and the truths about me, because we know these are truths that I am. And it's supporting him as he's saying it. It's actually supporting him in his own beliefs and his truths. So it's this isn't a really interesting thing of facing somebody else's beliefs about you? And that was really what I wanted to talk about. Jan, you have anything else to say? Does anybody else have anything to share or some thoughts you're having?
This is beautiful. It just makes me want to sit down with my husband and say, okay, here are, and I can even do it this way, just say, these are the negative beliefs I have about myself. I need you to help me find the opposite, the truth, and I need you to share them with me. And that might bring up his own, his negative beliefs about me, and then I can do the same thing for him. I mean, how supportive would that be? Like, my husband has this belief that he's going to get fired any moment. You know, it's, he's had other jobs. And so he's, like, always waiting, always, you know, spending his day at work, believing that he's going to get fired. And so, I mean, how amazing could that be if I could sit with my husband and just say, okay, let's see, the opposite of this is this. And I look into his eyes every day and say, you're amazing. They're lucky to have you, you know, and just create him.
And look, again, find out what is, if I am fired, what does that say? What you can do is go underneath that. So ask him, if I am fired, if you're fired, what does that say about you? Find the negative belief, right? And I don't know what he'll say. He'll say, well, that means that I'm a loser. I'm a failure. Let's just say that. Okay, so what's the opposite of a failure? What, and look at the, get the values list out, break it out, and say, okay, what value here it, are you living in? Or, and because again, this is the true him. The true him is successful. The true him is, he really is a success because he can look, he has proof for that all over in his life right now, I'm sure. You know, he could pull out tons of stuff and say, I'm a success in this, I'm a success in this, even and whatever it is. So I would do that. And also another thing I just want to throw out, Jan, too, for you is I would say, you know what? Okay, we know that delusional, I know delusional is a word that I have shown evidence of. You can just say, okay, look, this is a word that I have been, we obviously, both of us have had evidence of this.
Yes.
And you can say, I know, and ask him, when you think of me, do you, when you think about delusional, do you think that that still shows up in your mind different times of the week? Just ask him. Just say, I'm just curious, and say, I just want to fix this. I want to get this better, and I need your support to do it, and I want you to be really honest with me right now. Does that word show up for you sometimes? And even use an experience. When I did this last week, did that word happen to show up for you? Can you think back? Will you just support me right now and just think back? Did that come up for you? And then once you guys talk about it and just kind of move through some of that stuff, he can at least then be on board and realize, wait a minute, this really is, I am interacting with her delusion. You know what I mean?
Because
a lot of times they are, we are interacting with one another's stuff. Like, you're probably interacting with his losing his job or failure energy, and you don't even know it.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out. Does that make sense, or do you have any questions on that?
No, it makes complete sense. So it's like he is almost supporting my delusions of me, you know, or my limiting beliefs of myself that I'm crazy and that I'm delusional and all this stuff by, you know, by him thinking it, it's not supporting me and breaking free from that cycle. And the same thing, him, I mean, I don't think he's going to lose his job, but there's been times where where I know he's afraid of it, and I believe that he self-sabotages big time.
Okay,
so,
well, there you go.
Self-sabotage,
that's great.
Yeah.
Like, that's great, you just identified that word, self-sabotage. So that may be a belief that you have about him that you can go under too. But again, the point is, again, the thing with even the evidence, you can even say, I've given you evidence to believe I'm delusional. So the reality is, it's right there in front of us. It's straight up what it is. Now the beauty of life is hope in changing these beliefs, because we know that our minds are malleable. They're basically can move. They can shift. So you can change the belief of delusional. You actually have the ability to do that. They've proven it now. So you can even say, I know that that's what I've been, but I'm choosing to not be that anymore. Can you support me in that? Even with the evidence that's been shown to you.
Oh, that's awesome. I just got the chills, Jen. What can change this about me? I can be different. I am different. I am different. I am not crazy. I am, what's the opposite of crazy?
Inspired. You're inspired. You are inspired.
That's it. I'm inspired.
Because you are inspired. You are so inspired, Jan. I know that just knowing you now, you are so inspired. You bring inspiration. You bring, not only do you bring inspiration, you bring support. You bring support and you bring value. You bring value to whatever it is you're involved in. Huge value. So those things, those three things, I know for sure you are on the opposite end of this crazy delusional stuff. I don't see you as crazy.
Thank you.
That's what's funny is I don't see you as delusional or crazy at all, not even an ounce. That's what's so interesting. I don't see you at it. So when you talk about this stuff, I don't see you as delusional. I just see you as your being just broke down with all of the stress and the heavy loads of everything that happened to you. That's all I see personally. That's my view, my belief. But so anyway, but when you're living with people, you know, this happens. You know what, there's one comment real quick and then we'll head off. Hello. Hello, hello, 208. We have a few 208s on here.
Hey, it's me, Franny.
Franny,
hello.
Hey.
I love what you guys are talking about. I resonate with it so much.
I am so glad. Is there anything, a belief, negative belief, real quick, that you want to share and maybe the counterpart to it or the opposite of it?
And I almost can't imagine where I used to be because I've just gone through a lot of blocks and I try not to remember them anymore. But as I do, just sit here and meditate and think about, okay, just for a minute, think about when you did feel that way. Like, I have felt crazy because I can't finish anything. My laundry is all over the place. And to me, it's just like I can see everything that I have, but to my husband, who's organized, he sees that as, crazy and that I can't stay on task. So
that's a beautiful, Franny. Can I just interrupt you for a second? So if you don't finish things, what does that say about you?
It's not that I don't want to do the task or finish the task. It's just I got distracted doing something else.
Okay, so what does that say? Let's go to a negative, though, belief. Just really quick with this, if you're okay with that. So if you don't finish tasks, let's say, because you don't, we all don't finish a task.
Yeah.
Every single one on the planet. So, but this is where this belief, so if you don't finish a task, what is that saying about you negatively?
That I'm not consistent.
Okay. If you're not consistent, what is that saying about you?
I don't know.
I'm going to throw this out because for some reason it's coming to my mind that I'm a bad person, that I'm bad.
Yeah.
That I'm bad.
That I can't do things.
That I'm incapable.
Yeah, that I'm incapable, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, so let's just throw that out there. And again, this is something you can talk to your spouse about and say, you know, this is what I'm coming to. Again, this is all about just facing it and where we're not nervous about talking about it anymore. Like I see today, because of what happened this weekend, I could not have talked about delusional last week. I couldn't have talked about it, even though I've been working on it for years. But because we had that conversation, I faced it so straightforward. I can talk about delusional now because I understand it more. I understand that actually I'm inspired.
Yeah.
And I know that it's showing up in people. Okay, so now what? Okay, awesome, right? Maybe it's showing up in your husband. Maybe he's believing that you're incapable. Maybe there's a thought twice a week, Franny, just a quick thought that comes in his head that says, Franny's incapable. He may not even see, again, this isn't anything bad about him. It's just like, that may be because your belief about that may be firing off, and maybe it's something he hasn't dealt with yet. Maybe he's been pushing it away, and it's like time for you guys to even go a step deeper. That's what I feel is happening here for me by talking to my husband about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I feel like happening is that I have how I've gotten through this is I've created a better self-image for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like I am up here and he's down here, and that we're not going in the same direction together. And I'm reflecting what he needs to work on.
Mm.
And we even got in this conversation, too.
Mm-hmm.
And because I wanted to do something spiritual, and he's just like, I'm just not into that right now. And I'm like, well, maybe that's why I'm married to you, is so I can put the spiritual into you, and you can put all of the, my husband likes to get things done, and he's a really hard worker, and I love that about him. And so he's always wanting me to work with him and be by his side, and I love that. And but sometimes I'm just, sometimes it's hard for me just to do everything that he does, but he just wants that support.
Well, I think it's interesting, and these are words again that you can go through even what you're talking about, and if you need some support in that. But again, these things, because we're all living in some sort of negative belief pattern somewhere somehow, because that's one of our journeys on the planet. I know all of you agree with me on this one, is that we're all working on these negative belief patterns and cycles, and even stuff that we may have worked on tons. That's what hit me, is that I didn't even realize, I know I've been working on this my own. I've been going in my own world. I'm doing my own thing. I'm like, okay, I'm going to work on my delusional. I'm going to work on my, you know, my lack of stability. I'm going to work on this stuff, right? Okay, it's all about me. I'm going to work on this. All of a sudden, this weekend, it was like, wait a minute. The way to really work on this, too, is to work on it with my husband or with another person, right, to kind of let them in.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I found is, it's like, now I just went a little step deeper. I went to another degree of clearing this. And that's what it feels like to me. So there may be things, and again, even with incapable, I mean, what is the opposite of incapable? Just throwing that out, just because that's one of the beliefs that you came up with. What's the opposite of that, value-wise?
Capable. You can do things.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving forward.
Mhm. So I'm capable. Anyway, I'm so glad that you shared that, Franny. Thank you, because I think it's more, when more of us are sharing these different situations that are going on, I know that it can also support others. So as you're sharing that, it can probably support another person to go, okay, well, what's going on for me? And maybe that, you know, resonates for them, what you're talking about. So I'm grateful that you shared that. Mhm. Really grateful. We're way over time, but I'm welcome. I mean, we totally can hang out and talk one more. There's somebody else who wanted to share. Is that okay? Is everyone okay with that?
We'll just go. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I have to get off.
Love you, Jan.
Love you,
love you, Jan.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Let's take this last comment.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. It's Megan.
Hey, Megan.
I've been really liking this conversation. I think that I might have a negative belief, though, about my husband. Sharing this with my husband, because I even had a hard time doing the exercise with the naked in front of him, just because it wasn't the whole idea of being naked in front of him. It was just asking him to do the exercise with me. Does that make sense? So I'm a little bit nervous about asking him to do this with me. I think it will be really healing, but I think I have some kind of negative belief behind that that's making me not want to approach him about it, if that makes
sense. What are you nervous about?
Maybe I think he'll think it's stupid asking him to do these exercises. I don't know.
That's great. That's great. So you're talking about being stupid. So is that a belief that you have?
Yeah, that is a belief.
Okay. So what you can do is you can say to him, if you want, and let's just see if this works. If you say to him, look, honey, this is a belief I have about myself that I'm stupid. And I know it's really affecting my life, and it's affecting your life, and it's affecting our kids' life. I want to heal this. I want to understand it. Would you be open to discovering this stupid with me just for a few minutes? Or just talking about it?
Yeah.
Is that something, does that make you nervous talking about that with him?
Well, a little bit, to be asking him what his negative beliefs are about me. That's a little scary.
Why is that? Because
you don't want to hear anything negative about yourself, and you wonder, like, if it's going to, be really difficult. Like, it's hearing it from myself is hard enough, but hearing it from my spouse is going to be just as hard, if not harder. Because then I'm like, oh, there's evidence there, too. You know what I mean?
Right. So you may not be ready to do that, which is totally fine, Megan. Do you know what I'm saying?
This may be something,
and this is what I'm saying, it's really important, is if you both are not in a space where this is really going to support you, and it can actually be more detrimental than supportive.
That I'm like into, he's not into. He's like,
he
doesn't really understand energy healing or any of those things that I'm into. He thinks it's like all voodoo or weird stuff. So I don't even talk to him about it.
Right. So again, I'm willing to, or even in your group that you're in right now, I would identify some of these beliefs or share a video about what some of the things that you think that your husband believes about you. Okay. So we know you can believe them about yourself, but just share in a video, say, these are some of the things that I think my husband thinks I'm stupid. He thinks I'm crazy. I don't know, whatever it is, right? Just put those in the video and then let's kind of work through that. You know, and just mention, hey, do you guys mind if you let me work through these with you?
Space right now.
Exactly. Because they may still be really triggering you because you're still in the space where you know what I'm saying? Like, you're ready to work on them, but you may need to work on them at that level first. And then when you feel, because for me,
right.
I was able to do this with my husband because I was in a space to be able to do it with him.
Yeah, I don't
think
I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah, which is totally fine. Again, totally fine, Megan. This is the thing where we get to go, you know what? This is how it works, though. You know, you're working on yourself. You're doing a lot of things right now. And as you keep shifting and getting more confident in realizing who you are in these things, it'll probably naturally happen with your husband when the time's right.
That'll be awesome. Because I'll be like, I'll be vibrating that.
Yes.
Right?
And you'll be ready. You'll be ready.
Yes.
So
awesome.
I would definitely recommend doing that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Cool, good. Well, I'm glad you spoke up, because I think that might be happening for a lot of people that are listening to the call, or may be listening to it, or will listen to it. That may be the case, where if they're feeling really sick or nervous about doing something like this, then it's just not the right time. And then find a person that you feel safe with, that you can identify, or even ask them, this is some of the beliefs I'm feeling about myself, or I'm seeing about myself, or I've had in myself. Is there any way we can talk about this and see if we can identify them together? Or are you having these beliefs? Has this ever come up for you? Do you ever have these thoughts? You know what I mean? Just to start the conversation going. So anyway, thank you, Megan.
I
know.
Thank you so much.
I'm grateful. You're welcome. All right, you guys, we are going to hop off. This went longer, but thank you so much. I'm glad that I ended up doing it, because it supported me. I hope it supported you. And just remember, you seriously are worth it. And you always can move through things and get better. Always. We never not have an opportunity to get better, ever. Always we can get better. So let's support one another. Step into the community. We're actually going to start our I Love My Body Diet movement group. That's going to be for all people. So I will let me know if you want to be invited to that. We're going to get that going this week and start schedules and doing a bunch of fun stuff. So that's it. Love you. Love everyone. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you Wednesday. Bye.